this morning, let me to take you through the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 11 to 13. Book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verses 11 to 13. Let me to read it for you. According to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in him and through faith in him, we may approach God with freedom and confidence. I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged because of my suffering for you, which are your glory. Amen. The whole chapter of the book of Ephesians, chapter 3, the Paul the Apostle, while he is being in the prison, writing this epistle for them to be united together as a body of Christ, as a church, and also for them to be continually remained in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. In this chapter 3, two things he's mainly speaking. Verses 1 to, if you come to verse 11, verse 10, he is talking about something very brand new stuff, saying, you are a people, you are privileged. With you, God unfold some mystery. That is called the church. Amen? God picked all the dead sinners and added into the temple of God. We were in the past, we were dead sinners. By the grace of God, that we have been brought into the temple of God. Amen? So by using the dead sinners like you and me, God unfolded a mystery which was all this time, all these ages, it was hidden. It was not being revealed. That is the church. And in the same chapter, after explaining that, in the last portion, last part of this chapter, verses 14 to 21, Paul is saying, okay, therefore, don't get discouraged. So he is saying to the Ephesians that I am praying for the future comprehension. That means for your future understanding how you should live. Amen. In between these two major subjects, in the middle, it's like a filling in the sandwich. In the middle, verse 11, 12, and 13, he is bringing some sort of encouragement to the church, them to understand why we should understand that we are the mystery, that God is working through us now, and why we should continue this faith in the future. So in order to give an encouragement, he's using these three verses in the middle. Like as I said, filling in between the sandwich. So here, Paul is talking about, initially he was saying, the church is the mystery. Four ways the church is described as a mystery. Number one, the body concept as a mystery, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. Number two, the Christ in you concept is called a mystery. This is in Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 27. These are not my sermon. And thirdly, the bride concept is called a mystery in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 32. Fourthly, the rapture is called a mystery. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 50 to 58. Amen? So, in this background, with this information, Paul is giving some encouragement to the church in Ephesians. In verse 11, he says, this plan was part of God's eternal purpose. That you and me, we are, as a church, We were the mystery in the past. Now that mystery has been unfolded. That is how we are formed. We have gathered as a church. Amen. So, the information what Paul wants to give to the church to encourage them, he says, you and me, telling the Ephesian church, while being in prison, he is writing these details to them, saying, being in the church, being a part of church, things are not moving the way you were aiming and wishing. Certain times, it looks like, whether are we in the right way? Are we in the right place? Certain things are like very uncertainty. That was a situation behind while Paul was writing these details. So for a church like this, Paul is saying, do not get discouraged by allowing unnecessary thoughts into your mind. He is saying, you are in the right place because the church is part of God's eternal purpose. Amen. So, what Paul wants to say, according to him, this was an eternal purpose. He was using the pronouns him, referring Jesus. He's saying here that God brought this part of his plan through our Lord's earthly ministry. Today, we are sitting a place called church. This is formed out of Jesus' earthly ministry. Amen. While the last part of the worship, sister was saying, without Jesus, we are not saved. Hallelujah. So, Paul is reminding them, the church we are now, we are the mystery. We are called as his temple, his church. It's not something going to be a burden for us. There are something that we can recollect and enjoy it because we became as a church, as a body of Christ because of Jesus' earthly ministry. In the past, Jews, when Jesus came to this earth to establish his kingdom, according to Paul's understanding, this is what he wanted to say to them. The Jewish rejection of their Messiah resulted in the postponements of the Messianic kingdom. And God began the beginning of the church. God start his plan. The Jewish people supposed to be accommodators, supposed to accommodate the Messianic kingdom to be established. Due to their rejection, still God did not discontinue his plan. God began to, besides of any race, God began to pick up either from Gentiles or from Jews, God began to pick up the dead sinners to place in his body. Amen. So that is how we are today. So the God's program today is not the headship of Israel, but the headship of Christ over his church. So this is the information, the message that Paul wants to give to the church. It was in a point of disappointments because the things were not moving the way they were expecting. The things are in their life are not happening the way they were wishing. They were thinking, they were thought, the Christ's return, it's going to be happening during their lifetime. After they received the gospel, they were expecting so much of instant things to be take place. But instead of instant things to be take place, the church was going under some sort of persecution and troubles and challenges. At this point of time, they were in a mood of disappointment. That is why Paul is writing to them to know, you as a church, you are not just came into a building. You are a part of God's eternal plan. Hallelujah. Because God, Jesus wants to implement his headship over his church, through his church. Amen. So this morning, I do not know what is your situation and what is the circumstances that you are going through while being as a Christian, while holding your Christian faith. I do not know what is holding you back, not letting you to go forward in the Christian faith. This morning, God the Spirit wants to put this into your mind to encourage you. You are not just attending here. You are the part of God's eternal plan. Hallelujah. God has a great and better things for your life. Stick with that in your mind. Take that in your mind and continually believe in Lord Jesus, because you are the vessel that God is trying to take it and use it for his headship to be implement and exercise. Amen. Number 2. In verse 12, can someone read it for me, please? If you are keep opening your Bible, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 12.
In him and through faith. In him we may approach God with freedom and confidence.
Thank you. Again, secondly, in order to encourage this disappointed church, he is using this particular verse that in him, through faith, in him we may approach God with freedom and confidence. What Paul wants to say to the church, this is what he is aiming to tell them. Jesus Christ's past work has an abiding present effect for believers today. Hallelujah. Whatever Jesus has done in the past on the cross, there is nothing that we can name out, it is my achievement that I became Christian. There is no points that we can bring it out to say, this is my achievement. No. It is all what Christ achieved on the cross. Because of Jesus Christ, Paul is telling them, hey, don't give up. Be steady, be smart, be happy. Because whatever goes wrong, still you have the boldness to come to God by faith in Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't it a good thing for us today? Yes, it is true. Things may go wrong. Things may not work better the way how we planned. Yet, in the midst of many challenges and disappointments, we have a God to whom we can come with boldness. Amen. With confidence. This is not by my own achievement. Because I was born in the Christian home. Because I was born and brought up in a Christian environment. Because I was grown in the Christian church environment. None of these are not a qualified point. The only qualified point is, today we as a believers, if we have an abiding present effect in your life, as a believer, it's all what Jesus did in the past on the cross.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is true. We have many times there are tears in our eyes. When we hear some news, it may not put you in a good feeling. Sometime your health condition may give you some uncertainty. You don't want to hear that. But certain things like such as, you can't avoid it. In the midst of that, Paul is bringing a good news to the church of Ephesians. Not only to the church of Ephesians, even for us today. He's saying we have a God. As long as we accept the work what Christ did on the cross in the past, having faith in Him, we can approach God with freedom and confidence. Hallelujah. So what Paul wants to say, hey guys, you are all forgiven sinners in the sight of God. So forgiven sinners do not come to God hesitantly. They come with boldness and they come with confidence. Amen? May this word encourage you this morning. I do not know what is your current circumstances that you are going through. The Spirit of God wants to encourage you to hold on. You have a God who can receive you, who has forgiven your sins. So to Him you can come even in the midst of many uncertainty with the assurance, yes, He will answer to us. He will answer to us. So Paul is saying here, we can boldly come to God. We can approach this God with the confidence that He will answer to us. He will say yes and amen. Amen. So, if we are forgiven sinners, we don't just come with a hesitance. We come to God with a boldness, with a confidence. Whatever your challenge this morning, whatever your struggles this morning, let me tell you, as long as we determine to put our trust in Jesus based on what He has done in the past on the cross, definitely that will help you to pass through this season what you and me are facing. Hallelujah. A week before we celebrated the Easter and the Good Friday. The Good Friday, all what it reminds to us, what Jesus has done for us, for our salvation. Amen? My friends, this morning, our sins have been forgiven. So, with our needs, with our disappointments, we have a God to whom we can come with boldly and confidently. He will answer to us. Amen. I remember 2 years back when we visited this church. At the time, the situation what we personally were going through, some of the situations we shared with Pastor John. Today, after 2 years, I'm standing before you, and my wife is sitting here with you. When we look back the last 2 years, we were in a point whether we will be able to face it all what we are going through, what we were going through. But today I can testify. We took a chance. Somehow, the people of God, the men of God who stood with us and they said, hey, don't worry, brother, we are praying with you guys. Which became a motivation to us. Today we are able to testify that we continually put our trust in Christ. We took a courage to come to God with boldly and confidently. Today, we can say, yes, our troubles, our cries, God answered. Amen. Finally, when we read verse 13, can someone read it for me, please?
I ask you, therefore, not to be discouraged.
Amen. Thank you. in this third, the verse 13, I told you, in the first section, Paul is talking about the church is the mystery. So you are part of it. And in the last section of this chapter, he's saying, I'm praying for your future comprehension. So in between, in order to give a good punch on them, good courage on them, he was using verse 11, he says, hey, don't worry, whatever happening, you are the part of God's eternal purpose. Number two, Paul was saying, don't worry, whatever you can, grab it as an effectively in your life. These are all not by your own achievement, but what Christ achieved in the cross. Finally, Paul is bringing his personal situation into this scene to give an encouragement to them. Paul is saying here, in verse 13 he says, I ask you therefore not to be discouraged because of my sufferings for you. While Paul is writing this letter to the church of Ephesians, he is in the prison. And church was in a kind of confusion situation. The person who gave the gospel, he himself now in trouble. So, whether is it worth we to continue or to remain in this faith what we heard? It's humanly, the thinking was very true. So what will happen next in their mind? By then, the church was illegal in the Roman world. Whoever converted and became follower of Christ from the Judaism, they had a greater chance to, if they dissolve the church, they can go back always, they can go back to their synagogue. By then, synagogue was legal. But if something goes wrong, badly and negatively, to the church, what will happen? The Gentiles or people from other nations, they will go back to the idol worships. Either way, it is not right. So Paul is bringing his own situation into the scene to encourage them, saying, hold it for a moment. Do not discourage of what I'm going through, what you are hearing about me. Consider, this is a suffering that I'm going through. So Paul is saying here to his Ephesians readers that they should not view his present imprisonment as a tragedy. He wanted to tell them, hey, don't look at this as a tragedy. He's very nicely saying, but simply as part of his ministry. He's saying, I'm in prison. I'm going through this suffering because of the gospel I preached, I took to the Gentile world. What I am facing now, don't take it as a tragedy. Take it that this was my ministry. Amen. His ministry was for them and for their glory. Paul is saying in the last part of that verse 13, what I did, what I am facing, it is a ministry. This ministry for your glory. Hallelujah. So, Paul wants to tell them. So they should view his tribulations or suffering as part of God's goodwill for him and for them. This is a message Paul giving to the church. My friends, this morning, sometime, some individuals, we may feel, because I took this role in this Christian life, because I took this role in the Christian leadership, because I'm in this position in the church, I become unpopular, I become more target. I'm facing sort of challenge and tragedy. My friends, some of our life, it is a ministry what God has given to us. Some of our, you know, in some of our life, God permits some unpleasant, some negative situations. For my friends or for my colleagues or for my neighbor, their life is like a rose flower. But for some of us, it may not be like that. Why? That is the goodwill in our life for God. Hallelujah. Some of us in the Christian community, we are in the leading position. We are in the front line. Sometimes we become unpopular. Certain things put us in a kind of tragedy. It's a kind of unwanted things that we are facing. In our family, in our income, in our business, in our whatever it is. Because of this life, what we choose to. So Paul is telling, because I'm going through this suffering, don't take it as a tragedy. Take it, this is the goodwill of God in my life for your glory. So what Paul wants to say, accept certain situations for many people or for others' benefits. It is the will of God in your life. Hallelujah. My friends, this morning, there was a man called Mr. Chris William. He lost his wife and two children in the year 2007. December 28th, 2007, he gave an interview for the media, said he forgives whoever caused this tragedy happens to his family. And it was republished on April 8th, 2013 in the news. Today, Mr. Chris William, he is being used as a motivational speaker around the world for many lives to be encouraged. Hallelujah. What I want to say, some of our life, always it looks like a tragedy. Does not mean that you are in a wrong path. Because you choose to follow this faith, sometime God allows certain situations, some unpleasant, some negative, to be a suffering for us in order others to be blessed. Amen. So that Paul wants to encourage the church of Ephesians, the believers, don't give up the faith. Keep it up. Go on, believe in Jesus. Nothing that happened in your life by your own achievement, but it's all happened what Christ achieved on the cross. Allow certain things happen in your life, willingly accept it as the will of God. For you, it is a ministry for others' glory. Hallelujah. Let's all stand in our feet. Father God, we do thank you for this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the word of encouragement that you brought to us from the experience and the situations what the church of Ephesians, they went through. Thank you, Lord, for bringing your words to our midst in order us to be encouraged. Go on, believe in this name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us. Lord, for any reason, if we thought that we are being a good Christians. We belongs to the church because of our own achievement. Forgive us, O God. Lord, we are here. We become a church. It's all because what you have achieved on the cross, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, picking us. In the past, we were the dead sinners. Thank you, Lord, for taking us and placing us in your temple of Father. Lord, this morning, if you permit certain situations as a tragedy and as a sufferings in our life, Lord, we are ready. We say, yes, Lord, we accept as your goodwill in our life, O Father, for others' glory. Lord, whoever agree in their heart and mind to this prayer, let the Spirit of God minister to each and every one of them, O God. Let them be courage to continually have faith in you, O Lord Jesus. Accept such things in their life as your will, O Father. We give all glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.